Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members of the Science Tech Committee. I'm here today representing the town of Haverhill, Grafton 4. In regard to this project, the wind projects which we have, we've got to be very careful what's going on. I spoke before this committee, I think it was just last week, on another bill associated with transmission lines. I agree with Senator Forrester. We have to hit the pause button. We have to put the brakes on and really do a better assessment and understanding of these impacts to our local economy, our tourism, impact to health of our citizens, property values, and whether there really is a need or benefit to the state of New Hampshire. I passed you out a handout. I don't know if you have it in front of you, but on the back side of it, I'd like you to look, because I'm going to speak to one issue, and that's health. The Caledonian Record just recently, on February 8th, had an article in the Caledonian which spoke to turbine neighbors seek town help. Family tells select board proximity to first winds project causing illness. That's the title of the. They have, over in Vermont, and I live right, I wake up every morning and look right across into Vermont. Fortunately, I'm not looking at a wind turbine. But this project over there, there's 16 turbines which were put in place. It is stated in the article that children living within 3/4 of a mile from one of those turbines in Sheffield, Vermont, are having difficulty sleeping. They have dark circles around their eyes. They are experiencing ringing in their ears, as well as having motion sickness, just since that turbine went online. The family is asking the town and company for a buyout. The Vermont Department of Public Service, along with Vermonters for a clean environment, are pressing for help and a thorough study. We need to do the same. Before we erect any more of these projects, we need to really ascertain what we are doing. Each morning when I drive from Haverhill down to Concord, and lately that's been 5 days a week, coming in on Route 25 from the western side of Plymouth, I encounter these huge, huge poles. It's like a canopy of wires above me as I'm driving from the lines which come down from the wind turbines to the west of town and go right down 25 up into town. I wonder if the citizens of Plymouth knew what was going on. I wonder if the citizens of Plymouth had the opportunity to respond to the SEC. I wonder if they would have said yes or no to that project, given what I'm looking at when I drive down that road. I often think of it. So in conclusion, I'd like you to read that article. Please look at the possible health impacts, and we really do need to sit down, put the brakes on this project, and all transmission lines, and all facilities such as this, and really ascertain, is there a need and is there a benefit to our state? Thank you.
Are there any questions for Representative Ladd? Yes, Representative Townsend.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You say that study is needed. There was last year released by the Massachusetts Department of Public Health a study called Wind Turbine Health Impact Study. It was a study done by researchers from Boston University, Amherst, and Harvard. Would you recognize that as being a study which we ought to be aware of and take cognizance of when we make this decision?
Thank you very much, Representative Townsend, another rep from the Upper Valley area. I would endorse all studies. We need to ascertain what's coming out of each one of these studies. We need to look and take as much data as we can to then make the right decisions in our state. And we need to do that before the SEC issues that certificate for construction.
Any further questions? Thank you very much, Representative Ladd.